Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 7th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Fake applications, Apple lawsuit, OpenAI finances, Alibaba AI. Fake applications. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the recruitment landscape with significant implications for HR departments. Over 60% of respondents in a Deloitte study have access to AI tools, with 23% using them daily, more than double the global average. Retailer Otto employs deep learning algorithms to predict which products will be in demand over the next 30 days, using these insights for pre-orders. AI also automates standard inquiries in call centers, and in many craft businesses, it aids office tasks like offer creation and site documentation. The robot recruiting process, involving AI-driven candidate selection and personality profiling, is gaining traction. However, concerns arise over fake applications, as technologies like LoopCV automate job applications, leading to potential deepfake scenarios. Transparent, ethical, and data-compliant, AI governance remains crucial alongside adherence to the European Union's AI regulation, which outlines responsibilities for AI providers and users. Apple lawsuit. Grady Hendrix and Jennifer Robertson, authors from the United States, have filed a lawsuit against Apple, accusing the company of copyright infringement. The suit alleges that Apple used books without permission to train AI models, including OpenElm and Apple Intelligence. Specifically, the claim highlights the use of the Books 3 dataset containing over 196,000 books, including works by the plaintiffs. Additionally, Apple is accused of copying websites via AppleBot and sourcing content from so-called shadow libraries. The authors demand damages and a prohibition on using their works. This class action follows similar accusations against other AI firms, like Anthropic, which settled out of court. OpenAI finances. OpenAI is recalibrating its financial forecasts, now anticipating a significant cash burn. According to the information, OpenAI expects a cumulative cash outflow of $115 billion US dollars by 2029, a whopping $80 billion more than previously estimated. This year alone, spending is projected to surpass $8 billion US dollars, escalating to over $17 billion in 2026. Expanding computing costs for AI model training and operations, as well as constructing their own server infrastructure, are driving the surge. OpenAI plans an investment nearing $100 billion US dollars in data centers and chips by decade's end. Despite rising expenses, revenue forecasts are optimistic, with this year's total revenue expected to reach $13 billion US dollars. By 2030, OpenAI anticipates revenue of approximately $200 billion US dollars, a 15% increase over previous estimates. Largely driven by ChatGPT, the chatbot is projected to generate nearly $10 billion US dollars this year, with expected revenue reaching almost $90 billion by 2030, a 40% rise from earlier predictions. Alibaba AI. Alibaba steps into the spotlight with its latest language model, Qwen 3 Max Preview, boasting over 1 trillion parameters. This ambitious model aims to compete with leading U.S. tech companies. Unveiled as a preview version, Qwen 3 Max is available via API, emphasizing size and scale amidst a trend towards smaller, efficient models. With its extensive parameters, Qwen 3 Max is designed for complex reasoning, lengthy dialogues, and data-intensive tasks. The model impresses in benchmarks, surpassing its predecessor and performing well against systems like Claude Opus 4. Technically notable is its ability to process 262,144 tokens, equivalent to a book's worth of data. Available through Qwen Chat, Alibaba Cloud, and OpenRouter, this model offers structured outputs and reduced post-processing needs for technical teams, though it remains a preview version with scalability yet to be proven. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.